Now, can I ask you about a couple of songs that I know you're going to have to play when you come to the Park Theater? You ready?
Yes, sir.
Dumas Walker.
Okay.
So.
Well, when we were kids, most of the songs that we write, a lot of them are true stories about things we grew up on. I think that why the, you know, we've been staunch rock and roll, southern rock people all of our life, and if somebody would told me in the 70s or even 80s that we were going to put an album out in country music and it was going to change our lives, I would laugh them out of the room, because we just, the music, as I said, over the years, the music is great, and southern rock and blues have become more accepted. But one of the, we have an old farmhouse on our farm that my grandmother gave us in 1968 to play our music in. And, of course, she didn't want to rent it out, but she didn't want to hurt neighbors' feelings. So she would tell them that their grandsons were using it to practice their music and their cousins. And that was an easy way out, and that was 1968, and we still use it today, of course. But what we used to do before we were able to drive, you know, Kentucky, it's different now, but back in the day, you a lot of places were in southern Kentucky. We're from Edmonton, Kentucky. Were what you call dry. In other words, they didn't sell alcoholic beverages. And also, we didn't have fireworks stands or places to buy them, and still don't have a lot of that around here. But we only live about 35 or 40 minutes north of the Tennessee line. So our parents, when we were little, would take us down to a place called Dumas Walker's in Moss, Tennessee, right across the line there, and we would stock up for Halloween and July 4th and get some firecrackers and bottle rockets. And Dumas was a character, too. He had the refrigerator there on the grounds at his place, and it was unplugged. And inside there, he kept a lot of old-timers will remember the M80s and cherry bomb firecrackers, which were very dangerous, actually. They were almost an eighth a stick of dynamite. So we'd go down and buy them, and Dumas had a trick to make sure you came back. He was actually the marble champion of the world, Mumley Peg. And, you know, they still they had marble yards and all that, and then, of course, kids back before they had telephones and cell phones and this and that, that's what they did at school in recess. And but he became the champ of it, and kind of like a Minnesota Fats of marbles, you might say. And so what he would do is he would do tricks with marbles when kids would come in there to, you know, of course he did it for the entertainment too, but you know, you became interested in it. And you'd always, every year, come back to the same place to get your fireworks, because you'd hope that Dumas would shoot marbles for you. And I've actually seen him put two marbles about 20 feet away from him and shoot a marble between them, and it hesitate, come back through those other two to him. He was a genius at it. Wow. And, of course, as we got older and up there in our old music house, we'd... Daddy would send us to the feed mill to get cow feed ground, which was, you know, basically ear corn and hay. And while they were grounding the feed in Edmonton, we'd take Daddy's truck and burn it down to Dumas's and get us some refreshment drinks for the weekend there at the music house. And, of course, we'd have got a big whipping if we'd ever gotten caught, but we'd bring that feed back and we'd have to dump it in this big feed bin there where we milk cows, and and we'd hide that that beer down in under that feed for the weekend. And of course we'd usually get help milk sometimes, help the boys that lived on the farm. They milk, but we'd go down there and help them, especially when we knew we had a stash head, you know, so they wouldn't find it. And we'd always say, let us get the feed for you. You know, but it was just a great time. But Dumas Walker was a real guy, and it was just a little song that was written in 15 minutes up there in the music house, the practice house. You know, it came just like fire, because we lived it. We knew how to write it. And you can always tell a song. I know one time I was sitting talking to Garth Brooks somewhere, some award show or something. He said, let me ask you. He said, that Dumas Walker, that's a real place, isn't it? A real song about somebody. I said, yeah. He said, I knew it was. He said, you can just feel it that you guys live that, you know.
So, oh, yes.
And a lot of other people have brought it up to us over the years. But that's a true story. And you know, that song today is it's still – You and no matter, I guess you saw the opera or heard it, you could hear the audience. We must stop and let them sing it. And no matter where we go play, people, it's almost like a nursery rhyme. Mary Had a Little Lamb or something. Yeah. Everybody's got to know the words to Dumas Walker.
Everybody knows it.
And so we're very lucky to have written it and to have that song in our back pocket, you know.